currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Erica Sanford. Have you ever wondered how Kirkland government works? Do you want a better understanding of city finances and how levels of service are established? Would you like to learn more about how the city plans for and manages growth? The Kirkland Civics Academy is a great learning opportunity for residents to learn insights to who's who in the city's organization, how levels of services are established and funded, and how citizens can become involved with their local government. The Academy is a five-part educational series that features Kirkland 101, How the City Works, on May 2nd, Demystifying the Mysteries of City Finances and Budgets, May 16th, Public Safety Services Are a Top Priority, May 23rd, Introduction to Land Use, Zoning, and Capital Project Planning, May 30th, and Parks, Recreation, Open Spaces, and Environment, Experience It, on June 6th. All sessions will be held at Kirkland City Hall and will include a presentation, question and answer, and interactive learning. Class size is limited, so to be a part of the first graduating class, sign up at www.kirklandwa.gov/CMO or call 425-587-3021. Last week, the City Council adopted its 2012 work program, which carries over five action items from its 2011 work program and adds seven new ones. Still on the list is completing the development agreement for the Park Place redevelopment project, finishing the design and permitting of the city's public safety building, completing the undergrounding of the utility lines along Northeast 85th Street, finalizing collective bargaining agreements with city employees, and developing partnerships with employees to achieve sustainability of wages and benefits. New to this year's list is to adopt the 2013-2014 budget that demonstrates efficient, cost-effective services, implement some items in the Totem Lake Action Plan, evaluate the city's permitting process, initiate a master plan for the Cross Kirkland Corridor, and possibly implement street maintenance and/or parks capital project and maintenance measures. More details can be found in the recent edition of City Update, the city's newsletter. City Update is available online at www.kirklandwa.gov/cityupdate. If you're looking for a special way to be a part of Earth Day, the City's Green Team and Green Kirkland Partnership invite you to any or all of the following events. Green Kirkland Partnership volunteers will be at the University of Washington Bothell and Cascadia Community College Earth Day event on Thursday, April 19th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to help raise environmental awareness. Event details can be found at the website below. Green Kirkland and City of Kirkland Environmental Services staff will be at the Earth Day Fair at Evergreen Hospital on Friday, April 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both events are free and offer great learning opportunities on how you can protect your Earth. Volunteers are encouraged to join the Green Kirkland Partnership, Earth Corps, and Native Plant Stewards in a restoration event on Saturday, April 21st, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Juanita Bay Park at 2201 Market Street. To sign up, visit www.earthcorps.org. On the weekend after Earth Day, the Native Plant Stewards can use some volunteers at Juanita Bay Park on Saturday, April 28th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. to continue the restoration efforts at the park. To learn more how you can support Earth Day, visit www.earthday.org. We end this week's show on a sweet note. Here's Pam Jardine, currently Kirkland neighborhood correspondent, to explain.
We're here at Life Community Church in Kirkland. And what do you think toddlers, music, and cupcakes have in common? Let's check it out.
We'll save the cupcakes for later, but first, let's dance. Wondering why all the babies are dancing? We're at a Tuesday Kirkland Kinder Music class. Kinder Music is an interactive, whole child development program that uses music and body movement. Kinder Music teacher Miss Marissa talks about what the children are doing today in class.
The curriculum we're doing right now is called Cockadoodle Moo. It's really fun. It has lots of animals, farm animals, lots of things centered around that, and some really great classic American songs that we all know, like Old MacDonald Had a Farm, but the kids don't know them, so we have to teach them songs like that. So we did a lot of that. All of our classes have a routine and a structure to them. We always start with a hello song, and we always end with a goodbye song.
The moms love it.
Love the music, love the social interaction, and meeting moms. It's great to meet neighborhood moms. You know, I met a woman who lives right down the street from us, and we're starting to go to the park, so it's just great.
So, we've covered music and toddlers. Now for the highlight of the day.
Cupcake challenge is a success, I think. It was really, really fun and really great. It's just kind of this organic thing that happened, and I think it was really fun. So the moms kind of came up with it, and I think it was great and it was fun.
So are the kids participating?
No.
The moms took the judging seriously.
Cupcake Royale is always my favorite, but I'm a little disappointed they're really dry this time.
I like the chocolate on the mini cupcakes, the Pinkabella ones that I brought, and then the other ones that have the sprinkles on it.
That's Cupcake Royale.
I've had their lemon ones before, but I think they have just like way too much frosting on them.
After much deliberation, the scores were tallied.
You said
I got
tea.
That's great.
There is no perfect cupcake. I want QFC.
Well, you can vote for frosting and cake.
Frosting is a trophy. And
I did that.
Yep. Okay, and then QFC is the cake.
I did that already.
There
okay,
we go.
I
got all right. You. Thank you guys. Yeah, this was so much fun, everybody.
Thank you.
And the winner of the 2012 Kirkland Kinder Music Cupcake Tasting Extravaganza is?
But I think the clear winner is Pinkabella. For both frosting and cake.
Our birthday girl, Caitlin, was the real winner.
She just turned one. She just had her birthday, and hence she is devouring my cupcakes.
She got a little bit of the goodness.
We wrap up our tale with a little quiet time. Who knows? Maybe there will be another cupcake challenge next year.
Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.